Greetings of the day. I, Ashimavich, on behalf of APS Mamoon, welcome you all at a podcast, Words, Birds, with the theme, Sympathy. In a world often marked by its fast pace, empathy remains a beacon of connection. Join me as we explore the nuances of sympathy and its profound impact on our lives. To kick things off, let's establish a clear understanding of sympathy. It's more than just a fleeting emotion. It's a force that binds us together. Whether it's sharing in someone's joy or standing by them in times of sorrow, sympathy bridges the gaps in our human experience. Sympathy allows us to connect on a deeper level. Have you ever experienced a moment when someone's understanding gaze spoke louder than words? We'll explore how shared emotions create a powerful connection and foster a sense of unity among individuals. Now let's shift our focus to the tangible ways sympathy manifests. From small acts of kindness to profound gestures of support, we'll discuss how compassion in action can make a significant impact on both the giver and the receiver. Sympathy, though noble, isn't without its challenges. We'll explore common misconceptions and potential pitfalls, acknowledging the delicate balance between offering support and respecting individual boundaries. How can we cultivate sympathy within ourselves? In this segment, we'll discuss practical ways to nurture empathy, from active listening to self-reflection, and explore how these practices contribute to a more compassionate world. Before we wrap up, let's take a moment for personal reflection. How has sympathy played a role in your life? Share your thoughts and experiences with us. Thank you, and please remember, in the world where we can be anything, choosing to be understanding and compassionate can make all the difference. Thank you.
A very pleasant morning to everyone. I am Saryu Jasrotia, and I will be presenting today's school news. First, Sports Day is to be held on 23 December 2023. Brace yourselves for an eternal impact day as we gear up for Sports Day. Dignitaries, parents, and thrilling performances will set the stage for a memorable event. Second, Vijay Diwas. In honor of Vijay Diwas, a weapon show unfolded with pride and patriotism. A colossal function marked the day. Third, PTM was held on 19 December 2023 to discuss and share insights on the recently concluded periodic test 2 results. Thank you and have a fantastic day ahead.
Greetings of the day. This is Anubhav Kumar going to talk about mankind's greatest virtue, sympathy. Let's take a moment to explore a simple yet powerful word, sympathy. It's not just a long word. It's like a superpower that connects hearts and makes the world a better place. Sympathy is like a gentle breeze in the garden of human connections, a quality that adds color and fragrance to our lives. It's not about grand gestures. It's about understanding and sharing in someone else's feelings. Think of sympathy as a bridge that connects hearts. When we show sympathy, we acknowledge that everyone is fighting their own battles. It's the ability to say, I may not fully understand, but I'm here for you. In a world often bustling with busyness, taking a moment to express sympathy can be a ray of light for someone going through a tough time. It's a reminder that despite our differences, we share a common thread of emotions. Sympathy doesn't require a manual or complicated instructions. It's about being present, offering a kind word, or extending a helping hand. It's the warmth in a smile, the comfort in a shared silence, and the reassurance that no one is alone. I want to share a special story about Miss Sullivan, a teacher who showed us how sympathy can change lives. A long time ago, there was a girl named Helen Keller. She couldn't see, she couldn't hear, and it seemed like her world was wrapped in darkness and silence. But along came Miss Sullivan, a teacher with a heart full of sympathy. Miss Sullivan didn't see Helen's challenges as roadblocks. Instead, she saw them as puzzles waiting to be solved. She didn't just say, "Oh, poor Helen." No, she reached out with understanding and patience, using the language of touch to communicate. Miss Sullivan became Helen's guiding light, helping her break free from the isolation of her silent world. Now, why is this story so special? Because it shows us that sympathy is like a magical key. It can unlock doors and create bridges between people. You see, sympathy isn't about feeling sorry for someone. It's about putting yourself in their shoes, trying to understand their feelings. It's a superpower we all have, and when we use it, amazing things can happen. In our everyday lives, we encounter moments where a little sympathy can go a long way. Maybe it's a friend who's feeling down, a classmate who needs help, or even a stranger going through a tough time. A kind word, a listening ear, or a helping hand, these simple acts of sympathy can make a world of difference. So let's be like Miss Sullivan in our own way. Let's be superheroes of sympathy, making our world brighter and kinder. Whether it's in our homes, schools, or communities, let's embrace the superpower of sympathy and create a world where understanding and connection flourish. Thank you for listening, and remember, the smallest act of sympathy can spark the biggest positive change.
Greetings of the day. Today, I, Ruchi Tiwari from class 12th, is here to recite a poem on sympathy. In shadows cast by sorrow's veil, sympathy whispers a gentle gale, a balm for wounds, a solace true. It paints compassion in every hue. Through empathy's lens, we see the pain, a shared heartbeat in the gentle rain. Tender echoes, a kindred grace, sympathy's embrace, a sacred space. In moments dark where tears may flow, sympathy's lantern begins to glow. A bridge of warmth, compassion's songs, uniting hearts where healing belongs. Thank you.
Welcome, fellow seekers of wisdom and explorer of soul. Today, we embark on a solo journey alongside Siddhartha, the captivating protagonist of Herman Hesse's timeless novel. Published in 1922, Siddhartha continues to resonate with readers across generations, offering a profound exploration of self-discovery, spiritual seeking, and the very essence of existence. So grab your metaphorical walking stick. Let's dive into the world of Siddhartha. We meet Siddhartha, a young Brahmin brimming with the restlessness that gnaws at the core of his privileged life. The rigid rituals and teachings of his society fails to quench his thirst for something deeper, something more meaningful. Driven by an unwavering inner compass, he makes the bold decision to escape the confines of his upbringing and embark on a quest for enlightenment. His journey takes him to the depth of the forest, where he joins the ascetics in their pursuit of spiritual liberation through self-denial and rigorous discipline. However, despite their commitment, Siddhartha finds himself yearning for something beyond the austere practices. He grapples with doubts, questioning the effectiveness of his path and his own progress. Disillusioned and yearning for a different approach, Siddhartha descends into the vibrant world of the senses. He becomes a wealthy merchant, immersing himself in the pleasures and temptation of the city life. Love, passion, and material success beckon him. Yet within this whirlwind of experience, he encounters a different kind of emptiness. On his path, Siddhartha encounters the legendary Buddha, Siddhartha Gautama. He listens to the Buddha's teaching, recognizing their wisdom and insight. Yet something within him compels him to continue on his own journey, to forge his own path to understanding. He realizes that enlightenment cannot be attained through mere adherence to another's teachings, however profound they may be. After navigating the highs and lows of the worldly realms, Siddhartha finds himself on the brink of despair. But it is by the banks of the life-giving river that he experiences a pivotal turning point. Taking on the role of a ferryman, he embraces the flow of life itself, accepting its contradictions and complexities. The river becomes his teacher, whispering wisdom through the gurgling currents and mirroring the ever-changing landscape of his own existence. Years later, Siddhartha encounters Govinda, his childhood friend, who has become a devoted follower of the Buddha. The contrast between their journey is stark. Govinda clings to the structure and certainty of established teachings, while Siddhartha radiates an acceptance of life's inherent uncertainties. This reunion provides Siddhartha with an opportunity to share his newfound wisdom, highlighting the importance of individual experiences and the value of embracing all aspects of life, both light and the shadow. Siddhartha leaves us with a timeless message, reminding us that the path of self-discovery is not a linear one. It's a lifelong journey filled with twists and turns, moments of exhilaration and despair, and ultimately a profound acceptance of ever-unfolding mystery of existence. There is no single map, no universal answer, only the courage to follow our own inner compass and learn from the river of life itself. Thanks.